I'm going to finish my cocktail.
This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. It's restaurant week in Traverse City, and this is a time when the industry puts its best foot forward and hopes to draw in new customers. A lot of places change up the menu a bit. And so today on the Lowdown, we thought we would also change up the menu and do something just a little different.
Hi.
I'm Ed. Nice to meet you,
Ed,
Emily.
It's nice to meet you. Yeah.
I have met up with Emily Stewart and Andy Elliott, two James Beard nominated chefs, a married couple, and their restaurant in Traverse City, Modern Bird, was named one of the 50 best places to eat in America by the New York Times just this past fall. Eater magazine recently called Traverse City one of the best places to eat in the world. And so we are meeting these two chefs for lunch to talk about why Northern Michigan's restaurant scene is having itself a moment right now. And we ask them to pick the place. So what's good here?
And everything, if you're a burger person.
The Junction is what I usually get, but I'm gonna try something different today.
Snake bite.
The snake bite is a smashed beef patty with American cheese, jalapenos, onions, and a spicy chili crisp sauce on the menu at the Glendale Burger Shop, once a food truck at the Little Fleet in downtown Traverse City, and now a one-story building along M22. We go up to the register and give our order to Pat, whose daughter and son-in-law own Glendale.
So we've got the Veggie Italian, three small fries, three cans.
This place opens at 11 and takes just minutes for the parking lot to fill up. A couple people sit at the large diner counter as the griddle sizzles in the back.
$49.82, your first name?
Ed.
And a handful of folks are waiting to pick up their food. We have a quintessential burger joint on our hands here. Along one wall, yellow booths. Near the windows, little round tables with sage green chairs. A checkered floor. We take a seat over by the window. What makes this a good place to start a restaurant, to start cooking, especially high-end cuisine? It seems like there's been an influx of that lately.
For sure. I think a lot of it, I mean, in our opinion, is the farming, the produce, the wine, all of those things.
Yeah, I mean, it makes our job a lot easier when things are just inherently good coming through the back door. And I think the produce here is as good as I've seen anywhere.
What makes a good restaurant?
It's consistency. I mean,
consistency.
You know, like talking about Glendale, it's always really good.
Consistency.
And like my mentor would always say, what's the difference between a cook and a chef? It's like a cook can make something perfect once. A chef can do it 100 times in a row. Mm-hmm.
In Glendale, it's like you know exactly what you're going to get every time. There's not been one burger experience I've had with Glendale over the last 7 years where it hasn't hit just everything that I needed it to be. So,
yeah.
We talk for a while, and then our food arrives.
Thank you.
Here you go, guys.
Our table is now crammed with baskets and burgers.
Thank you.
Andy bites into that snake bite burger he's been craving.
It's great. They've been posting this all over social media, so it's been calling to me. So I
this particular burger?
Yeah.
It's restaurant week.
Mm-hmm.
How big a deal is that for people in your industry? It's marketed to those of us who aren't in the industry, right? But does it matter to you, other than changing your routine a little bit?
Yeah, it matters a lot. It's a really amazing opportunity for us to do something a little different.
You know, it's revenue at a time of year where we're about to enter our slowest period of the year, so kind of get to fill the coffers a little bit and ride it out till things pick up again.
The food scene here in Northern Michigan, not just Traverse City, but I'd say the surrounding area too, mm-hmm. seems to get pretty good marks. Eater magazine, for example, just named us one of the best in the world. And I gotta be honest, I'd love your take on this. I am unsure whether to look at something like that and think, wow, or think, really?
Yeah. Every time we're on one of those lists, I am surprised. But then, when you really start to look at what's going on here, I think it's resonating with people that don't live here. There's something very appealing and kind of magical that's drawing people in.
I think it just speaks to the quality of the raw product in the area. Mm-hmm. Most of our stuff is like straight from the farms because it's really, really, really good. So.
Andy and Emily both tell me the food scene here is not just thriving, but growing. New restaurants are starting, older ones still going. People are coming from outside to eat and work in the industry. And most importantly, they say, it is good across the spectrum, from white tablecloth places to counter service.
Like Bubby's Bagels, Glendale,
all
Crocodile Palace. They're up in Petoskey, but like Happy's. Happy's is like some of my favorite food that I've had in the area.
And I think if you look at it, it's not just fine dining. Oh, thank you so
Glendale owner Bray McCabe has wandered over to the table with an order of chicken nuggets that he plops down in front of us. They carry a little cup of what this place calls Hugo sauce.
Hugo sauce? Yes. Yeah, which I'm pretty sure was their form, was a dog was that they dog, had. Yeah. They like pugs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He passed away last year.
Yeah. See, we know a lot. We know a lot.
But they have a new dog.
Of their lore.
Beefy.
Yeah. His name is Beefy. And he's
he's like the cutest little puppy.
A new dog named Beefy. And you know, that sort of symbolizes the thing Andy and Emily say they like best about the food scene here. It is small enough that you really get to know the people who make your food. Big enough to have variety, and it consistently delivers, they say. Whether you're tucking into a Wagyu steak at Modern Bird, or you're here at Glendale Burger Shop, reaching for an order of perfectly breaded, piping hot chicken nuggets that today have put a smile on everyone's face.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
So the conversation we just had was, you know, in part, about how a good restaurant is determined by consistency, and to some degree, whether you enjoyed your visit. For more about that last thing, enjoying your visit, we have this from Austin Rolater, who takes us to another restaurant.
Hi, we're going to McDonald's. Are you using your reward code today?
No.
Wonderful. What can I get for you?
I'm going to have...
All right. Fine. I eat at McDonald's. But what speaks to the heart and soul of an American better than an Egg McMuffin and a hash brown for like $6?
If it looks good and you're outside, you're McDonald's. On this order is 333, last window, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't come to the McDonald's in Bel Air just to eat what I think is one of the best sandwiches on planet Earth. I came here to soak up some of the positive vibes that come blasting out the drive-through window.
333, how you doing?
Good, how about you?
Living the McDream. Every weekday.
That's Brian Coppy. He's a fixture here, a local legend. Baseball cap, headset, big smile. He's doing like 15 things at once.
Second McDamage on that order is 518. Last one, thank you.
If you didn't catch that, he said, and I quote, "Your McDamage on that order is 518. Last window. Thank you."
Well, you don't know what someone's going through, so I try to be like this because I've had some stuff happen in my life, so I try to be like this because, you know, we're all dealing with stuff, and then you think your life kind of bites, let's say, and then you find out this person is, their kid's dying, this person, that's happening, so.
He hands me a paper bag with my breakfast inside. Before the next person pulls up behind me, we're chatting, and I just get this feeling like this drive-through window is changing the world around it for the better. Like Brian's positive energy will travel with me wherever I'm going today.
Hi, welcome to town. Also, you'll be using your reward code today. Otherwise, go ahead with your order.
I'm about to drive off when he offers some simple advice for how we can all enjoy our favorite restaurants this week.
Start with being nice to everyone first, and don't forget to tip. Like when you go to a tip place, not necessarily fast food. We don't need tips here, but just be nice first and foremost.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Austin Rolater.
Wait, you had the coffee, right? The drinks.
Coffee and...
Yep. All right, you're all set. Thank you.
And that is the Up North Lowdown for Tuesday, February 24th. Thanks for listening.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.